New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, welcome to your summer. Funner summer, guaranteed. All summer long here at K-Rock. Klein Alley Show in your ear holes. Also, you can find us. We are streaming live on YouTube right now.
If you want to watch,
Allie's about to inject herself with some of that good, good baby-making drugs.
Yep, not feeling great today, guys.
She's got the morning sickness. She may or may not have twins inside of her. We're not sure. We find out on Friday. How many lives are currently growing inside of Allie? Either it's one baby or it's more than one, in which case Allie will throw herself off of the bridge here and probably end it once and for all.
What? We're going to give it away.
Oh, that's right. We're going to give away the second baby.
Yeah.
Caller 20. So we may be the first station to do a baby giveaway, which will be very exciting.
Great. Caller 20 gets the girl.
And if you're disappointed because you didn't get a TV, don't worry. We'll be giving away human life as soon as Friday. Just more reason to listen to K-Rock this morning.
I'm going to go ahead and say this now. I think this week we might want to have a bucket or a garbage can nearby.
You start puking?
Yeah, there was a couple moments today where I thought that I was a little touch and go.
Was it good when Jake was talking about himself? His smells?
Yeah. Well, it was also the skunk stuff. There's a lot of things that were kind of upsetting my stomach, but it's just upsetting.
We should do a call-in topic if we could make Allie puke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, people just call in and tell gross stories. No.
And then Klein took out some kind of a weird smelling item.
Oh, yeah. I can tell. She didn't like what I brought in. Mm-mm. It's my boy kibble this morning, my protein. Which, because today,
you did a weird mix, dude.
This week is the week I'm supposed to be.
You described it. I had old turkey and old beef, and I put them together into a nice bowl.
Yeah, last night I was cleaning out the fridge, having myself an epic Father's Day, and I came across a couple of different expired meats. But my feeling was, if I mix these expired meats together in a pan and put them on a really high heat, then I really won't know what I'm eating, and I'll just eat it and hope for the best.
So Glad you told me about it in detail.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what I got going on right now.
Thank you.
Jake, you come in here and try my expired meatball. Hey, it's Cindy. Cindy in Long Beach, good morning. You are the 20th caller. Hi.
Woo! Net banger shout out. Thank you so much.
Hey, shout out for everyone who's finding us or discovering the YouTubers or streaming there as well. You are going to be on the bus with Postmaster Johnny heading to Santa Barbara for Royal Otis, all right?
Thank you.
If you did not get through right now, or you don't care, or you just want to win your way in, we will be taking your calls coming up later this hour with a very simple question in honor of it still being Pride Month. What is the gayest thing about you currently? Anyone can have a gay thing about them, even if you are 100% heterosexual straight as an arrow. And Johnny will help, because Johnny is the gayest on the show, even though Allie is gay.
He's the gayest guy on the show.
By far. And belly shirts and all those noises he makes, like a sea otter.
Though Omar does take care of his hibiscus.
Omar does like his hibiscus.
Yeah. And he's the only guy, I think, on the show that's kissed another man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Omar's a close contender right there as well.
Stop it!
That's Allie right there. So we'll come up with that later this hour and place your bets if Allie throws up live on K-Rock. It wouldn't be the first time. It's K-Rock Q. Good morning. Klein Alley Show. If you need us, 800-520-1067. Just give away the first spot on the bus to go see Royal Otis Santa Barbara. We give you a chance again coming up in moments. We will start taking your calls and texts. What is the gayest thing about you? As we are still technically in the month of Pride, although, as Ali said, it was taken over by those damn foreign soccer players.
I never said any of that.
Stole all her glory. So anyway, we will get into those calls from you. And Ali has made the point. We can all agree that there are certain things you can do that would make you, quote, gay, even if you're not, quote, gay.
You know, I went and had a first-time experience as a parent where I took my kid to the movies. It was my first time taking my kid to a full-length movie at the movie theater. And it was a weird experience being in one of those situations where everyone is there with their kids. And after 20 minutes, every kid is rolling around in the aisles. They're screaming. They have to go potty. They're crying. It was a real mess.
Did you go to one of those special Mommy and Me movies that, that everyone's expecting to be like you know you're going to be annoyed going in?
No, but I mean, when you're going to Toy Story 5, I think that it's kind of implied that everyone is there with their kids. I think there's just a lot of regular adults. There's a few Joyce Moises probably.
Yeah, I feel the same about Toy Story.
Every other Toy Story
that I do about like Disney adults, which is like if you're going to a movie like that. I know there were quite a few adults that went and saw that movie, mostly because they had nostalgia because they remember seeing the first one when they were kids, I guess. But there were some adults there with no kids, and I found that
some dressed up adults,
dressed up like characters,
dressed up like Jesse.
Stop it.
Yep. There were a few Taylor Swift weirdos as
because
she does the song at the end. But I wanted to give my kid his first movie theater experience because not only does he enjoy screen time, as all of our kids do.
Nothing better.
But he also enjoys popcorn. It is his favorite food. And I tried to explain to him, yes, you've had popcorn in your life, but you've never had movie theater popcorn. It is a completely different experience, and you also have to mix M&Ms with the popcorn because that is the perfect combination, the sweet and the salty.
I agree that, and other than maybe the kettle corn at the LA Zoo, which I think is a top-tier corn, movie theater popcorn, especially good movie theater popcorn, is as good as anything.
And it's crazy because even when it's sitting there, it doesn't even look good. It looks like it's been sitting in there for a while, and then they scoop it in, and then they add the butter. And for some reason, it is the perfect amount of heat. It's the perfect amount of butter. They even say the butter contains soy. I don't know what the hell that's about, but it tastes delicious.
More butter.
Yeah, more butter.
So we get in there, and of course, there is a row of different commemorative popcorn buckets that you can buy based on what movie you're seeing. There was a Toy Story popcorn bucket with a little cup. There was also a Supergirl one. There was like 10 different commemorative popcorn buckets. And I tell you, those popcorn buckets are keeping the movie industry afloat.
What do they charge for those?
Some of them were like $35.
What?
$35 for like a popcorn bucket that also was a car or whatever it is.
When are you going to ever use that again? Like I know you think you're going to go home and you're going to use that as your home popcorn bucket. We're not eating popcorn out of buckets that
Wesley's
often.
Wesley's going to do everything in that bucket.
Well, that could be your, you can maybe bring that
bucket. It's a puke bucket.
That could be your pregnancy puke bucket. You can bring it in here tomorrow.
It's a poop bucket.
Buckets are very versatile if you've got the right bucket. I mean, you can do a lot of things with a bucket.
Well, you know, I found that out actually firsthand because we drove to the Bay Area and we saw the movie in the Bay Area. So we drove home with the bucket and that bucket had many uses on the drive home.
Oh, did you go to the bathroom in the bucket in the car?
Oh, it was almost a puke bucket for me. There was also, we had some sunflower seeds. It was a seed discard bucket. It was a trash bucket.
Man, you get your money's worth
on
that.
There was
I can't believe El Cheapo got this bamboozled into buying the commemorative Toy Story bucket. I feel like you would have been the
person. And this was just a bucket. It wasn't like a rodeo hat or anything like that. It was just a bucket with a Toy Story emblem on it. But my kid wanted it, and it was his first movie theater experience. And that's the thing, is every parent is going to get suckered into buying these things for their kids because they want to make the movie experience more fun.
I assume the theater was packed because that movie made $1 billion.
There were three rows only that were filled up.
Really?
Yep. And we thought we have to get tickets way ahead of time. This is a Friday night. It's going to be crazy. And we were the first people to buy tickets.
And how long into the movie before you said he was up and already bored with the movie?
Well, it was good, actually, that there weren't that many people there because every kid was just roaming the aisles.
It was
great because
like
they could just, they could totally, you know, ram the seats in front of them. It wasn't a big deal. But probably a half an hour in was when everybody started losing their patience. But it's ironic because the entire movie is pretty depressing and it's about how every kid is just tied to a screen now and nobody's playing anymore. And I'm like, wow, and we're all sitting here watching a screen that we paid money to have our kids sit here and watch this screen, and the whole movie is about how we are sticking screens in front of our kids and not letting them play.
We tried to convince my kids to go see it too, and they said, can't we just get it and watch it on our iPads? And I was like, that seems even more on the nose. Like, that seems like even more of a problem.
I know, and all the toys are like looking into all the houses in America, and it's just windows and windows of all these kids staring at iPads, and they're all chatting with each other through the iPads, and no one's making real friends anymore. And I was like, oh my God, how is this supposed to be uplifting?
So at the end, and then you got What's-His-Face that comes on, Randy Newman, and sings some sad-ass song like, we don't like each other.
Well, no, actually it was Taylor Swift at the end, so everyone was like, yay, this is worth it.
Oh, okay.
But I think the lesson there was that there's supposed to be some kind of a middle ground that we can all live with, but it doesn't seem like we've really found that as a society.
No.
So it just kind of left me feeling a little bit sad.
No, we have not.
But well, also grateful that I spent $97 on a movie.
Worth it. When we get back, what is the gayest thing about you? It could score you access to the bus with Postmaster Johnny, your gay counselor, as he takes you up to Santa Barbara for Royal Otis. And all we are asking for you as we continue to celebrate Pride Month is, what is the one thing? If you had to pick one thing, all right, yeah, I consider myself straight, but there's this one thing about me that I could understand why people would think maybe I was gay or have accused me of being gay. What's the reason? What's the story? We'll all share ours as well. And we'll come back with that next at 800-520-1067. Find Ali show. Ali said those damn foreigners came here with their soccer balls.
Stop saying that. I never said any
stole
of this.
Stole all of the glory from the month that was supposed to be for us gay people.
Not the case at all.
And I said it's the World Cup. There's nothing gayer than that, Ali. She goes, you're right. It's a beautiful thing to say. And now, once again, homeostasis.
None of this happened.
Homeostasis is back at K-Rock. And the question we have for you right now, if you want to score a seat on this bus to go to Santa Barbara and see Royal Otis with Postmaster Johnny, gayest guy on the show, you have to let us know what is the gayest thing about you. And Allie will determine, and she's been keeping a list here. It's funny.
I don't know if Johnny's the gayest on the show, by the way. I think it differs by the day.
Yeah, what's up with this gay stuff all the time, man?
Well, you got the belly shirt, and you accidentally sent us a video of you and your friend Kai sleeping naked with each other or something?
We weren't naked. We were napping on the futon because we fell asleep. Ain't nothing wrong with sleeping next to another dude.
And you were, like, massaging? You said you massage him, or his dad, his gay dad, cut your hair?
Yeah, his dad just cuts my hair, and he happens to be a homosexual. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
The more you talk, though, the gayer this gets.
And Johnny has to pay somehow.
Right.
For those haircuts.
I'm not paying with a wallet.
Yeah,
I haven't paid
since 2022.
There you go.
Oh, man.
4 years of free haircuts? Come on.
And that's still right. STD-free.
That's amazing.
But Klein, when he orders coffee, cold or hot, orders a straw, because he needs to sip all of his coffee drinks through a straw, which is extremely gay.
Like a sit, walk, hold around like a little sippy cup, like an adult baby?
Why don't you just drink a cup of coffee?
Why do you have to sip
it through a straw?
If I get hot coffee, I would drink it regular like a man, but usually I like iced coffee, so I get a straw.
And have you not argued with somebody if they didn't have a straw?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, I have gotten upset with them. That's just me being frustrated. They can give me a goddamn straw. They give me a look of shame, like I'm trying to kill a turtle. I just want a goddamn straw.
Have you or have you not started following a lot of hot guys on Instagram?
They're not hot.
A lot
I'm
of
not
naked guys.
I'm not following hot guys.
They are hot.
I was trying to get into better shape, and sadly, when you look at like a lot of these people that are giving you tips on lifting weights and stuff like that, they happen to be a lot of good-looking shirtless dudes. Yeah, so
I'm gay.
So do I have more of them in my?
You open your Instagram, and it's just a bunch of like half-naked guys doing lunges.
It's not a bunch of that.
It is.
I'll show you what's in there now. It's probably still. It used to be just pizza and bikini girls. It's shifted a little bit, but let me see. Hold on.
Sounds like a lot of it.
Hold on. Let me see how much it shifted.
And then Omar. I don't even need to really go into. I mean, the guy loves gardening. You probably even have one of those little pillows that you put your knees on when you garden.
A knee pad? Yes, of course I have a knee pad. What's wrong with you? Allie's, you can't garden without one of those. My knees would hurt.
Hold on. Allie's got my Explorer page open right now. What do you see?
Okay. Ice cream cone cream pies.
Okay. Well, yeah, those look delicious.
Okay. There's a guy with a very weird but very naked body.
Not naked. He's like a trainer guy.
Cool cars.
Yep. Thank God. Yeah.
Cool cars.
Man, I'm a man. Oh,
yeah, brother.
Definitely a picture of like a Hummer.
What else? Go ahead.
Jerry Seinfeld.
All right. That's cool.
Meat.
That's right.
More naked guys.
Not naked guys. You say naked guys. What are they? They're not naked. They're, All right, that guy's naked. No, he's not naked. He's doing like a workout guy.
He's not doing a workout.
Why is there, like, gay music in the back?
What is that? This guy's doing some sort of training thing at the gym.
He's not. He's just showing you his body.
You have to read the caption. The caption says, you want to do this? You got to cut your body fat down to 10% or something.
No, the caption is worked a little too good.
Okay.
Oh, you got that special meat there.
This guy's just talking about sunscreen.
I don't follow the guy. These are people I don't follow. They say I should follow these people. I don't know who these people are.
This guy is just sunbathing.
Yeah, okay. And then there's some comedians in there. There's some pizza in there.
This is all...
Why is
this is every gay club, by the way.
That guy, that's out of context. That guy played 8,000... That guy's video is called 8,000 Push-Ups.
I've seen enough. But then Johnny, aside from the fact that he has slept naked with another man, he also was late for work one day because he was changing outfits, which is pretty gay.
Wow. That is a...
One shirt was smelly, and I was like, yo, I can't beat Allie today. I gotta, like, stay fresh. So I had to switch out my shirt.
He has a trunk with different... In his trunk, he's got different shirts, and he's like, am I feeling this shirt or this shirt? You change multiple times before you come in here, do you not?
That's because I'm a hobo, and I stayed at a lot of friends' house, so... Mm. I used to always keep clothes in me in my trunk, so I would change all the
Jake
time.
Jake is obsessed with the color purple. Yeah. He also has bought women's
Purple's
shoes.
Purple's the color kings.
Jake does love purple.
It's the color kings,
I think you mean
God
Quains. He also crushed it on a lesbian website.
Crushed it.
I mean, he's definitely the most lesbian of all of us.
Yeah. And those knockers.
Yeah. And he's got the biggest breasts, of course. Yeah. And Vanessa is probably the straightest of all of us, but she does rollerblade.
Yeah, she rollerblades in Long Beach. That is like right there. That is gay.
I know who's not gay, but is actually gay is me.
Yeah, that's the saddest part about the whole thing.
But what about you?
What about you is the question. 800-520-1067. Up for grabs. Spot on the bus. Let me say hi to David. Good morning, David. Welcome to K-Rock. Gayest thing about you. It's Pride Month. What's up?
Good morning, guys. So instead of chapstick, I use lip gloss.
You know,
you like the
way it feels better, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't like the chapstick. I like the way the lip gloss makes my lips kind of puff out, and you know, everybody says you're gay, and I was like, nah, I just like it.
Do they have different flavors? Like, what are some of the flavors and colors that you have?
I got like a pink one. It's almost like a peach, and then like a red one for like strawberry and stuff like that. Mm.
A peach ones definitely push them over.
Sometimes
the edge.
They have fun names like strawberry daiquiri, razzmatazz.
And you do this in public, or you kind of hide quietly and do it in your car?
Oh no, I do it all the time. I'm married. I got kids, and I just like it.
What's your wife think?
I can't go out tonight. I don't have my lip gloss.
What is your? Thank you, Clint.
Can you say that?
What is your?
Have you ever not gone out because you don't have your lip gloss?
What does your wife think about it?
It's funny because I have my own, and when she don't have it, she's all, can I borrow your lip gloss? I'm like, yeah, sure, here you go. Ooh, okay.
And you buy it at, like, Sephora?
Sephora, Walmart, or wherever I go, you know. If
yeah,
I see
Walmart
something,
straight.
I'll just
got straight. No, it's fine.
I buy my lip gloss at Walmart.
Buy my lip gloss
I'm a man.
When I get my guns. Walmart.
And right. My fishing pole and my lip gloss at the
David,
same place.
David, hold on 1 second. That's why David believes he is the gayest on the show. Jordan, why do you believe you are? Why do you believe that you are gay? What is one gay thing about you?
So I believe there should be more male nudity in films in general.
Oh,
what's your reasoning for this?
Yeah, I think it's only fair. I think you know actresses got to face the whole derobing issue at one point in their career. Why not the men too? And I think it would be good for men in general. Imagine finding out you're packing the same heat as like George Clooney. That'd make my whole week.
Clint, what was that series that you would watch where all the dongs were there? Remember?
Well, it was called The Minx, and there was a ton of dongs in the first episode. Yeah. That was a warning. I didn't know that. But he's got a good point, which is, I like what his theory is that there should be more male nudity because no, what he's saying makes sense.
So I can kiss the screen with my lip gloss. Yeah.
Whoa, that is a giant dong. You guys are missing his point, which was a good point.
Okay.
If all of a sudden you realize, hey, wait a minute, I'm hung better than George Clooney or...
Wait, is that what you're doing when you're seeing all these dongs on the
that's
screen?
What
it's
his
just
point
to compare?
You're comparing?
That's what I don't want to put words in your mouth, Jordan, but that's what you said, correct?
Yeah, you want to put something different in there?
Not a comparison, you know, but if you see something that looks familiar, you know, it might pick you up a little bit.
Right. You go, hey, look at that. At least I got that on Clooney. Take that, Clooney.
I don't know if the same is going to happen for men, but for women, every time we look at bodies on the screen, we go, oh, man, I'm sad that my body doesn't look like that. And then we get complexes.
Right. Hey, Ashley, welcome to K-Rock. What is the gayest thing about you? It's Pride Month. Happy Pride Month, everyone.
Happy Pride. Good morning. I would say the gayest thing I do is take, like, 2 showers a day.
I don't think that's gay. No.
If a guy were calling to say he takes a bath, that'd be a different conversation.
Which you've done.
Yeah, I've done that. But
you're
that
a
was
bather.
Out of laziness more than anything else.
You just like to sit in your
just
own
like
hot
to sit,
soup.
Sit in my own filth.
Yeah.
I mean, I've sit down and shower sometimes on the floor. I don't have a bench in there. I just sit on the floor of a shower.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Just to take a break.
This whole segment has turned into what's the gayest thing about Klein, part two.
Nuts.
Ashley, but other than that, I mean, that's not really, you consider yourself straight, lady?
So
I'm actually a mom, and it's surprising you guys don't think it's that gay, because you just said Johnny was gay for changing, like, his outfit.
Yeah, but Johnny changed, being late to work because I have to change my outfit. That is something only a woman or a gay man would say. No straight man would ever do that, unless he spilled.
Even if it was a little funky, you're like, ah, whatever, I'm here.
Yeah, if you spilled barbecue sauce all over yourself, maybe I could be acceptable for, like, a man.
But that's the manliest fluid you can come up with.
Yeah.
Just barbecue sauce.
Happens to me all the time.
Right. Carlos, what is the gayest thing about you? Welcome to K-Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Oof, I would say probably I keep a really clean and tidy, neat house. Like, everything is organized from, like, the closets to the counters to the floors. Everything's got a place.
Oh, I bet you love just a decluttering day. I
can't say that word on the radio.
He got really excited.
Oh, man. Putting things and labeling them.
I think that guy's just orgasmed. Alex said decluttering, and I think that guy's just climaxed.
I think he did.
Oh, that was wild. Yeah, that guy may be the gayest guy.
He probably has so many different types of cleaning solutions, too, depending on the surface.
Gabriella, women can be gay, too. Ali tries to prove that on a regular basis. Gayest thing about you. Go ahead. Gabriella.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You're on.
Yes. Hi. So the gayest thing about me is that I know who Divine is, and I'm actually straight, but my friends got me into, like, knowing who the first, like, drag woman there was, like, back in those old times with Female Trouble. So that's the gayest thing about me that I know.
Who's Divine? What is Divine?
A drag queen?
Before RuPaul,
like, super famous.
Dawn Davenport. I feel like women trouble. Knowing about drag queens is not gay.
That's not gay at all.
No, it's just, it's like par for the course. I feel like every straight woman knows about every drag queen.
If you saw a picture of Divine, you'd recognize her.
You're saying I would recognize who?
Divine. It's a super famous drag queen.
I assure you, for $1 billion, I would have no idea what Divine drag queen is.
Okay, only man on the show who's been to a musical in the last month.
Yeah, I was in a musical because my kid performed in the musical. I was in a musical by choice.
No,
you would recognize
Divine. I went to Sound of Music.
You've been to multiple musicals.
Yeah, I was at the Pantages this year once. So I guess that means I'm going to win this game.
And you got yelled at by a man in a vest.
Hey, you, no! No! That's what the guy said. All right, Ali, you've heard a lot. There's a lot more here and a lot on the text line, but you have to pick one person who does something that's gay, even though they're not gay. They don't identify as gay, but they have a gay thing about them, and they will get to hop on this bus to Santa Barbara to see some Royal Otis with Postmaster Johnny.
You know, my first instinct was the lip gloss guy, but then I really thought about it, and I think the guy who's really vying for more male nudity on TV shows, I would like that guy to be on a bus with Johnny.
All right, apologies to everyone else we couldn't get to. Ali's made her decision, and she's the gay one on the show. So for the man, the straight man who says he would like to see more male nudity.
You agreed.
I didn't agree. I think there should be no male nudity, but I understand his point, which I thought was an interesting take.
You're like debating for him.
This man has a good point.
Just sign my petition. That's all I'm saying. It's K-Rock, Klein Alley. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. I think it's time for the final wheel spin, and then our funner summer is officially underway. You know, earlier today we did hear some of the many people that Jake has approached in the streets that are guaranteeing to have a funner summer. Perhaps no one is more excited about summer than this person who went by the name of Sugar Honey Baby.
What's your name?
Sugar Honey Iced Tea.
Oh, excuse me, Sugar Honey Iced Tea. I got her name wrong already. She's very excited about summer being
Read
here.
The tattoo.
Sugar Honey, look. Sugar Honey Iced Tea. Got the tattoo and everything. Yeah.
Sugar Honey Iced Tea from where?
Born and raised South Central, Milligan's.
What are you doing this summer to have a funner summer?
Mommy trying to turn up this summer, you feel me? Out there.
Would you pledge to have a funner summer?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I. Sugar Honey Iced Tea, baby.
Solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear.
Solomon.
To have a funner summer.
To have a lit ass, funner, tunked up ass summer.
Lit ass, tunked up, funner summer is the oath now that is legally.
It's the whitest version of that sentence. Turned up.
That is the legally binding terminology that we are using to make sure that we all have the funnest summer ever, which has now officially begun once again.
Funner,
tonked up as Summer.
That's right.
That's right.
What that lady said right there, I rest my case.
What's her name?
Honey, Sweet Tea.
Sugar Bear.
Randy Newman. It's time now for us to figure out which is the final thing one of us will be forced to do. If we can't have fun organically, we must force fun upon each other. And that is why today is the last of the wheel spins. And then we have between now and Labor Day to accomplish everything to make this the funnest summer ever. And listen, so far, there have been a lot of things that have been divvied out. We have a lot of work ahead of us, and hopefully you guys will be having fun as well. It's time for Funner Summer 4. Next item on the wheel. Allie, where are we at now? Just for people that are, I've already lost count, but I know that this summer, what are the things that you have to do? I know things have changed for you because you got all pregnant. And by the way, getting impregnated, some would argue, funner summer. Funner sexy. Summer.
I wish that we could just count that for sure, because you assigned me having a one-night stand, which I did not even spin, and you just...
Well,
took
you weren't
that
here
from
that
Jake
day.
And you, gave it to me, which I've never agreed to.
But I thought you said you're going to try a threesome with your wife.
I just don't think it's going to happen, especially with this pregnancy thing. I don't see of me being that much of a desirable thing on like
wrong.
A dating app.
I think you're wrong. And I think you have a nice little window. Right now is where the window's good before you get all...
When I feel like crap and feel like throwing up on everybody.
That's the hot stuff. That's
definitely when I feel very sexy.
That's your time to shine, baby.
You have to have a backyard keg party and have an all-nighter. Those are your two assignments.
Would you guys like me to handle the skunk situation first or wait until after the kegger to do that?
I would like for you to handle the skunk situation, preferably. Jake has to try a new drug. Omar has to get on a watercraft of some kind and have sex three times in one day. Johnny has to rent out a bounce house, and he has to spend the whole day at the beach, and I believe sex on the beach is included in that. Mm-hmm. And Vanessa has to get drunk at a water park and go camping, both of which she is going to do with me. So I'm basically going to knock those off of the bucket
list
as well.
So we have time to spin the wheel one final time. And listen, there's a lot of things. I think because of all of the tragedy that have happened recently with bungee jumping and skydiving, I think we pulled that one off the wheel. But we do have a couple that we have not yet declared, including... eating something deep fried, which, you know, deep fried food is the official food fair of summer, especially with all the fairs going on.
Can it be something?
Fairs coming,
not chicken. Like, it has to be something weird.
I
like
just,
an Oreo or deep, a lizard.
Of course.
I think deep fried fun is
Snickers.
The next one. You could also, could you deep fry your own stuff and kind of get like your own little oil trough at your house and deep fry some just for the hell of it?
Deep fry one of those skunks. Try it
why
out.
Why not?
Show who's boss.
This person today will be forced to incorporate something deep fried into their summer as well. And then officially the funner summer can continue. It's got drinks. It's got drugs. It's got sex. It's got travel. It's got water parks. It's got deep fried goodness. And that is the perfect recipe for a funner summer. And this is landing on... Who will be eating deep-fried goodness this summer? It is Jake!
Ah, Jake! Yeah.
The nerd.
Congrats,
get ready
Jake.
For Jake the Quake as we bring back Fat Jake just in time for fall 2026.
This is great. Everybody has two things that they have to accomplish. Two very manageable things, I think. And if anybody wants to follow along at home, you're welcome to.
Jake, what deep-fried, what are you thinking off the top of your head? Or are you going to just see how the summer
hush
takes
puppies,
you?
Dude.
Oh, you're hush puppies. You stupid hush puppies.
Or a corn dog.
A corn dog?
You got to go to, Allie's right there. You should go to the OC Fair
weird.
And do one of those weird-ass deep-fried something
like
or others.
Like frog legs or...
deep-fried, like, trail mix or something.
Or Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's where you got to go, dude. And I would argue one deep-fried thing doesn't seem like nearly enough.
A day of deep-fried.
I think it's got to be a day of deep-fried.
Oh, yeah, hush puppies all day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Fried.
Everything deep-fried.
Deep-fried Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Figure it out. I'd like to even see you try it. Deep-fried mustard sandwich, Jake.
Ooh.
Got to take a break.
You can almost taste the fry.
We got to take a break. We're back in a moment. We've got more show to get to. And a little round of Johnny Doesn't Know to get you tickets to see the very funny Matt Rife, who will be at the Greek Theater on July 13th. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. But you'll win them from us coming up next hour and more after this on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Let's find out what's going on in the world together. Then we can get into a brand new hour of the show. It is Monday morning. That has not changed. Let's make this officially the funner summer that you've ever experienced your entire life. Now that summer is officially here, get ready for the funnest summer ever. It all starts after this message.
Yes. All right. Let's get it on. USA, USA.
Yeah, it's a lot of pride, World Cup pride, understandably, at least for now. And then people will go back to forgetting that soccer even exists. But for right now, people are feeling very good in this country. Let's get into this now, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
I don't know if you'd agree with this, Klein, but few things are funnier than when someone falls down.
It's the best.
It's the best. Whether you know the person or not, it's usually hilarious. Unfortunately, we did have some not funny falls that happened at shows over the weekend. There are three different circumstances. So one guy fell from the 300 section at Madison Square Garden while the band Goose was performing. Unfortunately, that did not end well. The guy didn't make it. They didn't say how far he fell, but I imagine it all depends on how you land in a place like that. And then you had Rod Stewart.
Yeah, you probably heard that goose noodling going on for a while and just said, I'm done. I'm over it.
They aren't quite the jam.
They do like to jam. I know Jake's a big goose head. He loves the goose. And I got other friends that have really tried desperately to get me into Goose.
I got them confused with Geese.
Different.
I have a friend that
totally
did the same
band.
Thing.
Yeah.
He actually went to the show, and he's just like, what is up with that hype with Geese? I'm like, what?
Yeah, well, are they talking about Goose or Geese? Is he, which one is he?
They went to go see Goose, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, I love Geese, but man, it was a totally different show. I'm like, dude, you're right. So dumb.
And I also thought I was at a show, but I was just drinking a giant bottle of French vodka on my couch, and I realized that was Grey Goose. Which is totally different, but by the way, I still think number one of the three.
And still, you would probably fall
still
if you
fall.
Had enough interactions with Goose.
Sadly, gravity's undefeated, and a lot of times we will do our things to try to compete against gravity, but gravity wins every time.
So Rod Stewart was also performing, and he nearly fainted during his show over the weekend, and crew came out and started giving him oxygen on stage during the show.
How old is he?
A million.
He's got to be a million,
he
right?
He then decided to still finish the show, but told everyone he had to sit in his chair
while
he was... Would you be at that show and you're like, what am I doing?
I don't know, man.
And also, Rod, it's okay. You can retire, man. You don't have to keep performing. What are we...
I don't think we'll get the same mentality as them because that's their whole life. And for that guy, he's been doing it for, I don't know, 7-8 decades or whatever,
but
maybe
see,
more.
But see, if somebody was like, I never saw Rod Stewart. I always wanted to see him. And then they're watching him be administered by medical professionals on stage. And you're going, was this worth it?
I think it is.
Maybe I should have just seen him 50 years ago.
I saw one of Tom Petty's final shows, like his final five shows. First time
I
ever saw Tom Petty, and it was one of his final five shows. And he looked like he was going through the motions, but a little old. But it didn't bother me because I felt the same way when we went and saw the Rolling Stones in Vegas. For some reason...
He looked a million, but he still kind of...
They could move like crazy.
Yes, and they still sounded amazing, even though the vocals didn't sound the same, but you feel like it was the same enough for you to really feel like you finally got to see them.
They must jack them up with all that cortisol. What do they give the NFL players when they break their foot and then they send them back
bath
in the
salts?
Game?
Smelling bath salts.
No, it's more than... It's not smelling
bath
salts.
Bath salts.
Definitely not bath salts. Oh, my God. Why is he eating Mick Jagger's face? Oh, he's
just
on bath
salts. Just like a slap a horse on the ass before they go on stage.
Get
out of there.
Cortisol or something. They just shoot you up with all these things and all of a sudden it just makes your pains go away for at least long enough to play the game more. I feel like that's what they do with all these old performers.
But, I mean, also, why if you're Rod Stewart and you have nothing to do all day than to perform for two and a half hours, whatever it is, and you can't make it through it, then maybe let's not perform. Or maybe make it like a 10 a.m. show.
That's possible.
You know, just make it at his peak time. And then you had Kirk Hammett of Metallica, who also fell. Another older man fall, but this one, he had stepped on a platform that ended up being kind of a squishy material instead of a hard material, and he just ate S and fell onto his knees, and he got back up. That one was funny. We have yet another Waymo gone wild situation. This one happened up in the Bay Area where I just was. There was about a zillion Waymos up there. And also tons of construction. And Waymo and construction do not always pair well together.
Holy dude.
This was the moment San Francisco resident Elliot Slade's Waymo went haywire. Slade says he was about 5 minutes into a journey along Highway 101 when his Waymo came into a construction zone. The car first tried merging into other lanes. It eventually drove into the construction zone itself before taking off.
Great. To go through the construction and not have to go around it where all the other cars are sitting in traffic, I think it's a great choice for a Waymo.
There were signs, there were lights, there were cones, and it went through the cones and then sped up straight away.
I mean, getting to your destination much faster by going through construction, I think, is a great choice for a Waymo.
To make matters even worse, Slade tells us a nearby highway patrol car began chasing after them after seeing what was going on.
Shouting, stop Waymo, stop Waymo, stop Waymo. We're like, what the heck is going on? We don't know what's going on.
Slade says the Waymo eventually left the construction zone and then took an exit off of the freeway into a residential neighborhood.
Great choice if you're on the run. It's turned into a residential neighborhood. And imagine the guy just going, stop, Waymo, Waymo, stop, stop, stop. But it's like, not his fault.
Waymo's kind of like the equivalent of the oops, I'm new here. Like, cut me some slack. So that everyone's like, all right, I guess Waymo doesn't really know what to do. It's new-ish. I mean, they've been around a bit and they've been tested. But the idea that, right, if the digital map was not updated to let them know that there was a construction zone.
It's just doing what it's supposed to
keep
do.
Keep going through.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to read those signs and say, slow down, my daddy works here. So they just keep going. Those signs are supposed to appeal to the rest of us.
Please,
to be like,
my dad works
some
hard.
Little kid wearing a hard hat is going like, please, my daddy works. And, you know, as a driver,
Waymo
I'm
just
like,
plows through that
kid.
Yeah,
they don't care about that sign or that kid's dad.
A win for El Cheapos everywhere. Those pesky sell-by dates are going away. California has banned sell-by labels. This is an effort to fight food waste. And these are mandatory new rules for every grocery store. You can now do a best if used by date to indicate that that is the product's peak quality, period. But then you can also do a use by date, which is kind of just like you need to use this before it goes bad. That's just so you don't get
Doesn't
sick.
Doesn't this have the potential for people getting sick? Yeah.
No, that's what the use by dates are for. The sell by dates are BS, also, and they know it, which is why they're getting rid of them.
So how about which this? Products?
Switch the dates altogether to sick by date. Put the date, because used by, you're right, there's some vagueness to it, and at best buy, okay, so it loses a little quality, but just put the date that says anything after this date, you will get sick. A sick by date.
So that I can know if I get $5 off, I'm still going to buy it.
Right. Still buy it, and by the way, great way to get into my bikini bod while I throw up this turkey that's expired 4 days
ago.
Well,
you know what the problem is because they have the sell by dates, people like you who really want the freshest thing,
right,
you're going to pick through all the milks until you find the one that has the latest sell by date. So you're getting
furthest
the newest
one.
Thing, right? And then all of the things that are older are just left on the shelves, and eventually the grocery stores just get rid of them.
Yeah.
So they think there'll be less food waste if people don't know when it was put on the shelf.
Also, I think the dates, even though they're supposed to be our kind of what we go to check for everything, if I'm looking at a thing of ground beef, and in the sell-by date is still not for a couple of days, but the meat is turning a weird shade of gray, that to me is like, the date could say whatever it wants to. I'm going by that. Meanwhile, I look at some other ones that it's a day past or it expires mm-hmm. tomorrow, but
it looks good.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Nice and pink and ready to go.
I think the sight and smell test is way more powerful than what you're reading on the packaging.
Yeah,
I always said that.
We should set Allie up like at a carny where they were the people that would like guess your weight and guess your age, and she could just sit there like on a weird folding chair in a grocery store. You just sniff things as people walk by. Ah, don't worry about that.
A little gray. Keep moving.
Keep going. Eat it. We get into a random hour of the show. And we do that next on KROQ.